Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and hello. This is Nicole Perry. I'm your host and you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest today is very special because she is a returning guest. Welcome again, Nancy.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks for having me back.
I am so glad that you're here. Her name is Nancy O'Keefe and her business is SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com. And ultimately, you help small businesses with simple solutions.
Exactly.
That is just a wonderful thing. I'm sure there's many people listening right now ready to go into the new year and get some simple solutions for their business.
Absolutely. This is the time of the year when everybody's doing their planning. So
yes.
This is the time to think about
goal
how you
setting.
Can simplify your life.
Exactly. Yeah. Excellent. So, well, you are a returning guest. What do you love about the Power Show?
Well, I just think this is such a great opportunity, not only to get some exposure for my business, but to give some good education to some small business owners out there as they're tootling around doing whatever they're doing and listening to the radio.
And you have very valuable knowledge to give.
Well, thank you.
I know you do. And you have over 30 years experience. Now, other people, if they haven't heard your first show, you were on in season one, week 11. And so they can listen to the podcast because we archive all of our podcasts. But you've been in the business world for over 30 years. So you bring a lot to the table.
Yes, I've had several businesses of my own. I've worked for others. I've done some consulting. So it's been a great ride. I really enjoyed it. But my focus now is on small business owners, and I just love working with them. They're so passionate about what they do, and they need help, and there aren't a lot of markets out there that are looking to help the small entrepreneur.
And you bring a lot to the table, not only because of the 30 years, but like you said, you've done consulting. You've worked with the business owners. You've worked as the business owner, you have covered all of the different areas, so you really know a lot more than the average person.
And I've helped to build software systems, and I've helped to implement them and build good processes. I did outsourcing, which took processes from other organizations, brought them into our shop. We finessed them, made them run more efficiently, and yeah, so it's been great.
And so why, here's the first big question I have, why do we as small business owners think that doing it ourselves is really going to save us time and money? Because it really doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. Because you can only grow your business as large as you have the capacity to do everything. So doing it all yourself is just not the way to go. And it's a road for burnout. In addition to limiting your growth. And it's a misnomer that it saves you time and money. It really doesn't. And unfortunately, there are a lot of small business owners out there who have an inability to let go. It's kind of a control thing. It's their baby, and they want to make sure things get done right. It's very difficult to find good people. It's time-consuming to train them. It's hard for folks to let go.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are really, there's three massive mistakes business owners make that keep them struggling. And number one is what I call the lone wolf syndrome. It's all about trying to do it all yourself.
And so we can't do it ourselves. But we think that doing it ourselves, we're actually going to save time. Because if we were going to spend the time to train somebody else, we could just do it ourselves a lot quicker.
Oh, and I hear that said so often.
And we've talked about that.
Yeah. But really, the fact of the matter is you started your business because you have some genius, you're good at something, you have some knowledge in an area that no one else has or that very few have. And you want to leverage that. You want to be in a position to really use that and spend your time using your genius. Some of the other things that are necessary in order to run a business, like the administrative work, maybe some of the marketing, some of the technology, those things should not be done by you unless that's your genius, your
unless that's your specialty.
Right. It's taking away from your opportunity to grow your business and generate more revenue by selling or providing the services that you're skilled in providing.
And because I have a small business and I am not very good with the numbers, I should be, here I'm using the should word, or I could be outsourcing bookkeeping.
Absolutely. That's a great example.
It's silly for me to try to shove this round peg into a square hole. It's just not working. And it just makes more sense. And it would save me time to hire outsource for the bookkeeping, you know, position.
Right. And although there is an expense associated with doing that, it allows you to generate more revenue. So that expense can be easily offset by freeing up your time so that you can spend the time growing your business, building relationships, getting out there and doing more prospecting, more selling. Mm-hmm. So you can easily offset those small charges.
And now, what are the ideal clients? Is it a retail person? Is it does it have to be a specific business for you to be able to help them?
Well, my ideal client is really any small business owner that has gotten to the point where they're really doing too much themselves. They're starting to be less passionate about what they do. They're tired. They need a break. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I do isn't necessarily sexy, but it's necessary. Mm-hmm. You've got to have that good infrastructure in place to support the growth that you dream about. Mm-hmm. And I find that some small business owners get to that point where they're ready to throw in the towel. They just don't know what to do. And by putting a good set of processes, good systems, mm-hmm. good people in place, mm-hmm. we can really free up their time to not only run their business, but enjoy running their business and enjoy their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the same thing goes for the marketing and the technology. If that is not your forte, then you really need to outsource.
Right. Social media is a prime example. Mm-hmm. There's so much out there now. The good news is there's so much out there now, but the bad news is there's so much out
there now. Yeah.
People are overwhelmed. They don't know what social media markets they should be in. Mm-hmm. It's time consuming to do the tweets, the posts, and getting someone to handle that mm-hmm. for you mm-hmm. So that you're really just involved in saying what you want to say and the strategy of it all, let someone else do the implementation. Mm-hmm. That can save you tons of money and make mm-hmm. it much more effective. Mm-hmm. A lot of the young people today know social media way, it's like they know it in their sleep. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle for some of us baby boomers. We didn't mm-hmm. grow up with it like they did.
Yeah.
And they can make very short work of posting on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now what about virtual assistants? Are you a type of a virtual assistant?
Or? No, we don't actually do the work for you. We help you get it done. We help you give you the focus so you can set it all up. But I have a lot of virtual assistants that I refer and work with mm-hmm. that can do things like the bookkeeping example that you gave. Mm-hmm. After all, I have outsourcing in my background. And surprisingly enough, there's a number of places that you can outsource besides a virtual assistant. That's a really good option for most entrepreneurs. But we can talk about how you can outsource using systems too. So
outsource using systems.
Systems is another place you can outsource.
Huh. Okay. Well, we're not going to talk about that yet. So how are we still saving time by not doing it ourselves? How does that save us time?
Well, it saves you time because you're able to free yourself of those tasks.
But you have to train the person, and that takes time.
You do. But once you get the materials in place to duplicate yourself, mm-hmm. it's really about getting what's in your head out and getting it into good process, good mm-hmm. training materials. That's something you do once. And then you have that information to train over and over and over again.
Okay.
So it's a little time consuming and painful the first time. Mm-hmm. But as you grow your business, you'll have other occasions where you'll want to bring people on board to do certain things. And then the information's all laid out for them so someone else can train them and you don't have to. So mm-hmm. there is a big time investment up front, but it saves amount of time later.
And it might not be a huge time investment up front. It really depends on the business, on the person, how open they are, how willing they are to, you know, move forward and get things done in a more efficient way.
Right. And it depends, too, on whether you're trying to do that extraction yourself or whether you want to hire somebody to do that for you. I mean, that's part of what we do at Simple Small Business Solutions is we help the entrepreneur get that information out in a way that they want to so they can dictate how they want their business to run, but other people can run it for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely need that.
There are many small business owners that would agree with you.
I know. And so even though I'm retail, it's not just a retail business that really do need the solutions and the systems.
Yeah, we work with all small businesses. We find that the sweet spot is usually a business that has 25 employees or less. Mm-hmm. One area that we don't do too much in is franchises. They typically have a lot of their own processes and procedures that are provided by the franchise. Now, if they need help implementing them, we can certainly help out there. Mm-hmm. But they're usually created already for them. That's part of the benefit of paying the franchise fee.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, every business needs to have good process and effective use of systems. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it all by yourself. And no one can help you when you're the lone wolf, because mm-hmm. what you know is almost instinctual. Mm-hmm. Other people don't know how to step up and help you because they don't know what's in your head. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to be able to duplicate what you know in your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, it also creates an asset for the organization. If you ever decide you want to sell and all that's documented, you've now got a business mm-hmm. that someone else can step in and run, and that's worth a lot more than a lifestyle business.
Yes, that's very key. If you have it all in place and you want to sell your business, that's really great to know, because if you have it all in place, someone would be more interested in purchasing your business rather than, you know, you don't really have, you know, you got a little piece of paper with some scribble on it.
Right. And if you had your business valued by a business broker, that would make it have a higher value than if it was just you and everything was in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Because the new owner would worry that you would be stepping out of the picture at some point. And what would happen then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what I want to ask you next, we are going to go to a break shortly. But what I want to talk about next is, why don't we delegate?
Well, that's a very good question. And it really comes down to having the confidence to delegate. And that's actually the massive mistake number two, is that most small business owners really don't know how to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to stop at small business owners.
Most
people don't really know how to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can talk about the four styles of ineffective delegation, and perhaps your listeners would get a kick out of figuring out which style they fall under.
Oh, which style they fall under.
But failing to delegate is a very, very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about letting go. It's your baby. Your business is your baby. And it's scary to think that someone else is going to do things and you're not going to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be sure to select the right people. They've got to have the right skills, and you need to set them up to succeed. And we can talk about how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting into the four styles, we've got the perfectionist, the micromanager.
Oh, wait, I'm writing this down. Perfectionist, micromanager.
What I call the boomeranger.
What? Ooh, okay. I can't wait to hear about that. Boomeranger.
And the dump and runner.
And the dump and runner. Oh, my God. This is funny. All right. Well, obviously, the perfectionist, we know what the perfectionist is. They have to what?
Well, they say, why bother giving it to anybody else? No one else is going to do it exactly the way I want it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to just do it myself. They're
by
the time I train someone, I could have done it myself kind of person.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is nothing ever gets off your plate. You never can save any time.
And
even if you give a task to someone else, chances are when you get it back, you're going to tweak it, put a little something on it. You know, you're just never going to be satisfied with it. Now, not to say that being a perfectionist is bad. It's not.
Yeah.
But when you're handling tasks and giving them away to someone else to do, you've got to get that in check a little bit. So
And you're not really working smarter
if
you're trying to constantly be a perfectionist.
Right.
You're just working harder, and you're wasting time, right?
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to hold that thought. We're going to talk more about the perfectionist and the micromanager when we come back. We are with Nancy O'Keefe, a returning guest of The Power Show. Her business is SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com. And we'll be right back. I'm Nicole Perry, your host, and you're listening to 95.9 WATD.
If operating your small business has you stressed, impacts your health, chips away at your relationship, and eats up all of your free time, Simple Small Business Solutions can help you implement business systems that make running your business easier. Whether you're trying to make more sales, struggling to get your marketing done, or want better information to manage your business, we can help. Visit us at SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com.
Are you tired of your aches and pains getting in the way of the things you enjoy? Are you ready to take control of your health and begin living fully? If your answer is yes, then Simplify Chiropractic and Family Wellness can help you do just that. With our unique blend of gentle chiropractic care and functional nutrition, we will help you out of pain and into greater health. Simplify Chiropractic and Family Wellness, connecting you to what's possible. That's Simplify with a PHY, online at simplifychiropractic.com.
Did you get your psychic cup of coffee today? Join local psychic medium Kelly Sutliff for just that. She is an amazingly gifted psychic who is well-grounded and incredibly accurate. She even uses her gift to help find the missing. Kelly hosts her own radio show on Tuesday nights at 9 on CBS Radio at sky.cbslocal.com that garners over 150,000 listeners. Her new book, Listen Up, The Other Side Is Talking, will be available in January. Get a New Year's appointment with Kelly at Psychic Medium Kelly. That's KELLE.com.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Nancy O'Keefe with Simple Small Business Solutions. And we were just talking about the four styles that
of
people...
ineffective delegation.
Oh, thank you for filling that in for me. Ineffective delegation. And the perfectionist is the one who, how did you say it? They get it... receive it, and then they put a bow on it and tweak it, change it a little.
Yeah. You know, that's if they give it away in the first place.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't even have the confidence and anyone can do it as well as they can, so they're reluctant to let anyone even try.
Okay.
So there's some ways we can combat each of these. Mm-hmm. So if you're a perfectionist, well, let me go through all four of them first.
And then
next we have the micromanager, mm-hmm. and that's the person that's pretty good at giving the assignment, explaining what to do, but then they stand over you as you do it.
Oh my God, that's me.
Or they check back too frequently, and the person feels completely paralyzed because they're so afraid they're going to make a mistake while somebody's hovering over them.
Well, I have that ability, and then I can pull myself away, but I do find myself hovering in the beginning.
But that isn't really delegation. It's just getting an assistant and working together with them, and it never frees up any time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really get it off your plate.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one is
the
boomeranger.
What's the boomeranger?
Well, again, they give the assignment away. They hand it off pretty effectively. Mm-hmm. They explain what to do. But somehow it always ends up back in their lap.
Huh.
And they don't understand why. There's a question that needs to be answered.
Or
somebody's not sure of a decision.
It's just loose ends.
Loose ends.
Yeah.
And really, the person doesn't have the confidence to really take the task over.
Mm-hmm.
So it ends up back in their lap. And then they're wondering, well, why did I give it away in the first place? I really didn't get anything accomplished.
So the person that they delegated it to wasn't really capable of handling the task.
Possibly. Or we'll talk about that when we go back and examine these in more detail.
Okay.
Sometimes it's the fault of the person who did the delegating.
Oh, because they didn't give the right information or... Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right.
And the final one is what I call the dump and runner.
the dump and runner.
And this is when you hand off the task and you explain how to do it, and mm-hmm. then you run in the other direction just as fast as your little legs will carry you. Never looking back, because it's a task you hate. You don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's just...
And you're just hoping and praying.
Everything goes right. Then, unfortunately, something doesn't go right, and it usually blows up, and you end up getting upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the danger with this one is that it can really hurt your customer satisfaction, and it can also
mm-hmm.
hurt your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not watching what's going on at all...
Yeah, well, that's not really funny.
No, that's not a good one.
Okay.
But we have fun talking about it.
All right. So these are the four styles: the perfectionist, the micromanager, the boomeranger, and the dump and runner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do about it? Usually, if you're not effective delegating, you're going to fall into one of these four styles.
Mm-hmm.
And really, let's take the perfectionist first. It's very hard for anyone to live up to your expectations, the ones that you set for yourself when you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
But you can create service standards. so that
yes,
mm-hmm. and target, so that when you give the task over, you say, you know, this is an acceptable range of how you would get this done.
Yeah.
If it falls within this range, mm-hmm. I can be happy with it. Now, that takes a little bit of compromise on the part of the perfectionist.
Courage.
A little courage. But once they agree, yeah, if it falls within this range, I can live with it.
Okay.
Now you can carve out some, you know, process around that so mm-hmm. that the person can be successful.
Okay.
The micromanager, really, that's about just not setting the right expectations mm-hmm. and not giving the person the responsibility to get the task done by themselves, being able to really let go.
Okay, so that, not setting the right expectations.
Yeah, here's what I need you to do, mm-hmm. and now you have the responsibility of doing it. You mm-hmm. own it, mm-hmm. and I'm going to walk the other way and check back with you and see if you need any help, any support, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to stand over you and watch you do it.
Yeah.
How you do it is less important than meeting the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell someone what result you're looking for, mm-hmm. that's the important part, that they get the result.
Yeah.
How they do. No two people will ever do anything exactly the same.
Exactly.
So
it's exactly.
Exactly. So it's more important to have that result mm-hmm. Laid out so it's clear.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
Yeah,
that's important.
Check back with the person, but
yep.
don't stand over them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The boomeranger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not enough to give the responsibility. You also need to give the authority. And most times when things boomerang back to you,
oh, the authority.
It's because you didn't give the person the answers so that they had the authority to make decisions around that issue.
Okay.
And then it always ends up back on your plate.
Okay.
For All right. answer a question, make mm-hmm. a decision. So that's how you combat that one, by giving the authority.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We're going to do the last one when we come back from break, because I think we have to go to a break. We are with Nancy O'Keefe, and she's giving us some information on the four styles of
ineffective delegation.
Ineffective delegation. Thank you very much. Nancy O'Keefe with SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I just want to mention that all of our commercials are sponsored by our guests and our wonderful local supporters of these powerful women. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, so keep that power button on right here at 95.9 WATD.
Do you have dull, wrinkled, or sun-damaged skin? Have you tried other products that just don't work? Are you frustrated with your current skincare products? We have the solution that you're looking for. Go online to purefreshskin.myarbonne.com. Our anti-aging skincare is second to none. Our products are certified vegan and Swiss formulated. Purchase premium skincare that is pure, safe, and beneficial for your skin. Sign up as a preferred client and receive a 20% discount, good for an entire year. That website again is purefreshskin.myarbonne.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on The Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, Board Certified Coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Are you personally and professionally fulfilled? Big. Believe. Inspire. Grow offers a visionary path for women entrepreneurs. It is a rapidly growing business support, education, and networking organization for women. BIG is comprised of a large community of hundreds of intelligent, creative, and entrepreneurial women who want to share their business ideas and build upon their professional dreams. The organization offers more than 50 local community meetings each month across 6 states, ongoing regional networking events, as well as an interactive and informative website. Visit BelieveInspireGrow.com today.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Nancy O'Keefe with Simple Small Business Solutions. And we were just talking about those four styles of ineffective systems. No.
Delegation.
No. Oh, ineffective delegation. And it was the perfectionist, the micromanager, the boomeranger. I love that. And the dump and runner was the one we need to touch on now. So the dump and runner.
Right. So just to recap, the dump and runner is so happy to get rid of the task and get it off their plate that they just never want to look back.
Yep.
And they're pretty good at explaining what to do because they really don't want to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually give, you know, the person a lot of training. But in never looking back, evident, you know, it's just going to blow up. People need time to assimilate the information you give them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make mistakes. And mm-hmm. you have to allow for that. That's a little bit of retraining that needs to go on. If something blows up, then whose fault is it? Well, it's the fault of the person doing the training because they didn't cover something or they didn't check in with the person and make sure they had a good understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So when you dump and run, that's the riskiest, actually.
Oh.
Even though it appears to free up time,
mm-hmm.
and it is delegation, but
that's
if you have,
one.
It's risky because if you have something blow up, you
customer
could be
service.
Absolutely
mm-hmm.
risking a customer relationship, risking your reputation,
mm-hmm.
and that takes a lot of time to repair.
Oh.
So you don't want to be in that position.
Okay.
So for the dump and runner, what we'd like to see them do is check back in periodically. Don't run too far, too fast. Give the person a chance to make a few mistakes
mm-hmm.
and, you know, have some metrics you can use to measure.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the expectations and setting the result that's desired is important. And then just keep the lines of communications open. Don't disappear so they can't ask any questions and can't get some firm footing.
And if they do make mistakes, it's not necessarily a bad thing because that's how they're going to learn.
Exactly. And you have to be willing to let somebody make a few mistakes in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you learn.
Yeah.
So if you're too hard and fast and you blow up, you get upset, you start, you know, yelling or freaking out or whatever.
Yeah.
That isn't going to help anything.
I've got that image of that kitchen guy on the kitchen show
right.
screaming at all his people. Now, so you mentioned the ineffective systems that, you know, we as the small business owners are doing or utilizing. What are we doing that's ineffective as a system?
Well, that's actually the third massive mistake is the ineffective use of systems.
Mm-hmm.
I like to divide systems up into two kinds, unconscious systems and conscious systems.
Okay.
We all have systems.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a planner.
Mm-hmm. A day planner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use a book. Some people use an online, their phone, something. It doesn't matter whether it's automated or manual. It's
mm-hmm.
still a system.
Mm-hmm.
So my definition of systems is just a set of steps that you use to get something done. But the key is you want to have a repeatable result every time. That's what makes it a system.
A repeatable result.
Right.
Okay.
So when you have ineffective systems,
mm-hmm.
usually you hear people say, well, that's the way we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of evolve over time. The first employee who needs to get that task done develops some kind of a system,
mm-hmm.
and it works for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if the task is given to somebody else, they're going to do it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, over time, you have a lot of variation, and that costs money, and it never guarantees you that your customer is going to get the same result.
Yeah, sort of like that telephone conversation when you were a kid. You know, you go
with
down
the
line.
Tin cans
or going down the line where you start with one sentence or statement, and by the time it's at the end, it's something completely
different.
Exactly
right.
Geez.
So I'm an advocate of conscious systems,
mm-hmm.
and that basically means that they're planned, thought through,
mm-hmm.
documented,
mm-hmm.
and communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So that everybody's on the same page, so that if somebody's out on vacation, another person can step in and make sure that that process gets done again, so there's a repeatable result that can
yeah.
be guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have conscious systems,
mm-hmm.
then you can start to measure them, improve
yeah.
them,
mm-hmm.
figure out what they're costing you,
mm-hmm.
get efficiencies out of it, and
mm-hmm.
you can automate them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where you save the time and the money. Anything that you can automate is going to save you time and money.
Mm-hmm.
So automation is the fallout from effective systems.
Yes.
Now, it just never ceases to amaze me when I go into a small business owner's office and
mm-hmm.
I'll ask them a question about their systems. For example, what are you using to keep your books and to do your invoicing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We use QuickBooks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. What are you using for management reporting? What?
Oh, well, what it, well, well, what
and they
it,
don't realize that QuickBooks can be so much more than just accounting software.
Oh, so you're saying QuickBooks is a good tool,
It's a great tool.
And people are just not utilizing all of it.
And that's common with almost every piece of software that people have.
Oh, we've talked about that.
So being able to really understand the needs of the business and get in there and see what software is available. 9 times out of 10, you already have something that can be utilized to make things quicker, faster, and cost less to do without buying additional software. And again, that's one of the things that we do. We get in there and help people make the most of what they already have. And occasionally you have to purchase something new. But there's so much good software out there now that's in the cloud. It's very inexpensive. You buy it on a subscription basis.
Like monthly.
You don't need a big IT department, a whole lot of servers in your office.
Yeah.
Life has just become a lot easier in that in that regard.
And you know about all of these tools and great systems and great programs for people with a retail business or
It's so exciting.
I'm sorry I keep saying retail because that's the one I relate to.
Exactly. But it doesn't matter whether you're selling a product or a service. These systems can work for anybody. It's really about understanding the problems in the business and solving those using the systems. But it's amazing to me, you know, when I started out in the business, you had to have a refrigerator-sized computer, and you had to build all the software. None of it existed. This is even before the PC. That's how old I am. Sorry. It's embarrassing to say that.
You look way younger than you are.
But now there's so much great stuff out there that's inexpensive, effective, easy to use, but it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
What do you need? How do you implement it? And if you're in the retail business, you don't want to learn the software. That isn't your core competency. That's not your genius.
No, and it feels like a needle in a haystack.
Right. Like, so you need help.
I need somebody like you because it feels like a needle in a haystack. I don't know where to begin to look.
Exactly.
And even my best friend Google, I don't think, is going to give me all the exact right answers or the best answers for me.
Well, and you can get some answers, but again, the time that it takes. We've already established you don't have enough time to do everything you have to do now.
And now I have to go Googling stuff, and that sucks time.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And, you know, you can learn it yourself, but, you know, do you want to, is that the most effective use of your time? How about spending some time with your family, doing some things you like? Hobbies, whatever interests you want to pursue, it shouldn't be all work.
Speaking of family, my best friend is my husband, not Google. But anyway, we're gonna go to a quick break. We are with Nancy O'Keefe with SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Come back or stay with us at 95.9 WATD.
If operating your small business has you stressed, impacts your health, chips away at your relationship, and eats up all of your free time, Simple Small Business Solutions can help you implement business systems that make running your business easier. Whether you're trying to make more sales, struggling to get your marketing done, or want better information to manage your business, we can help. Visit us at SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com.
Who should you call to get your home ready for the real estate market and set you apart from the competition? Astounding Surrounding Staging is your local accredited home staging company. We provide the personal touch, helping your home sell faster and for the most amount of money. So stage your home and cha-ching! Contact Astounding Surroundings and mention WATD for a great consultation special. We're on Facebook and online at AstoundingSurroundingsStaging.com.
If you suffer from pain, stress, or low energy, acupuncture can help. I'm Kate Stone from Stone Acupuncture in Marshfield. Visit us on the web at StoneAcupuncture.com or call 781-223-0130.
Got photos? Physical Photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we are with Nancy O'Keefe today with SimpleSmallBusinessSolutions.com. And she has many, many years of experience. And you are offering a 45-minute strategy session for your clients. Tell me about that.
Yes, actually, you don't even have to be a client. I offer a 45-minute small business freedom strategy session. And basically, we talk about whatever you want to talk about. So it would be great if anybody listening to the show has any issues that they've heard on the show that resonates mm-hmm. with them, or any mm-hmm. technology issues or what have you. They can use that time to get their questions answered, mm-hmm. to talk about problems they're having in their specific organization. And it's a way, you know, for us to explore some resources I might have that can help them. Mm-hmm. It's really a value-added session that they can get some good information out of.
And it's really for potential clients, someone that thinks that, wow, this lady is really going to be able to help me in my business. And, you know, this year, I really just want to make it a great year and really, really change and grow.
Right. And sometimes we do explore what working together might look like if people are interested in that. But it doesn't have to be about that. Mm-hmm. It can just be about, you know, the strategy session. I only do a few of these a week. It's sort of my way of giving back. And, you know, 45 minutes is a pretty good chunk of time to spend yeah. with an executive coach and a mm-hmm. and a management consultant. So there's quite mm-hmm. a bit we can cover. If you come in with some succinct questions and some real issues, that's quite a lot of time. So I'm happy to offer that to any of your listeners as well. Mm-hmm. And they can register for that by just going to my website, simplesmallbusinesssolutions.com. And on the homepage at the bottom, there'll be a link to register for a strategy session.
Okay. And you've got lots of videos and stuff on your website, lots of tools, lots of information. So people can really kind of go there and get a feel and then take the next step.
Yeah, there's some good information out there. There's a free video series you can get access to. Mm-hmm. There's also a free report out there. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would encourage people, if they're interested in getting some more education, that would be a good place to go.
Okay. And now you also offer programs. Let's talk about the programs.
I do. I work one-on-one with clients, but mm-hmm. I'm also offering group programs, which I do virtually. And they're very exciting because it gives the small business owner a focused block of time. We meet weekly for 12 weeks, and they really are focused on all the things we've talked about today, duplicating, delegating, and automating their business. Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking about it. We're doing it. Mm-hmm. We implement two systems during the 12 weeks in the business, and we're working on specific issues that business owner has. I only take 10 people in the program. I offer it, or 10 businesses rather. I offer it 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure everybody has plenty of time to get all their issues worked out. Mm-hmm. And we go through the whole process, delegation, duplication, automation mm-hmm. piece, so that at the end of the 12 weeks, they've really transformed their business. And I think the biggest takeaway is the small business owner clears their plate mm-hmm. and gets more time to actually kind of, I call it, promote yourself from struggling entrepreneur to CEO of a successful and flourishing business. Mm-hmm. Whether you're looking to hire people or just build a team of virtual assistants, we cover the people, the process, and the technology.
Now, how do you do that virtually?
It's really cool.
Okay.
Well, in my past life, I ran a large company that I owned and have since sold. I ran the whole thing virtually, and that was before all the technology existed that exists today. Mm-hmm. All of my workers worked at home. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of experience with virtual and how to manage that. But yeah, we get together in a format where there's an interactive learning session, mm-hmm. 90 minutes, you know, where, again, a small group, so the lines are open and we just communicate back and forth. There's mm-hmm. a whiteboard people can look at. And,
okay.
Yeah, there is a lot of interactivity. There's exercises, homework, mm-hmm. All kinds of things. So it's
nothing,
really
nothing overwhelming, though.
Nothing overwhelming, but it's really about taking 90 minutes every week and getting stuff done. Because, you know, Nicole, I'm all about getting it in the done column.
Yes. And 90 minutes is not really a lot of time if you think about it. So 90 minutes a week.
And it's a structured program. So we have specific things we cover in every 90-minute period. Mm-hmm. And then they have a little homework to do mm-hmm. in preparation for the next session.
For the next session. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the 12 weeks, you can really transform your business, get that infrastructure in place. And I just love it when the entrepreneurs then have so much free time. They, like, you know, can get out on the golf course, spend mm-hmm. time with the kids, or whatever it is that they want to do.
Now, are you moving away from the individual client?
No.
Okay, so you can take an individual client if somebody just wants you all to themselves.
Absolutely, but it's hard for me to service enough clients. I just feel like I want to help everybody.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Doing it in the group model, mm-hmm. It really allows me to reach more people.
And you did put a cap on it because you know you have certain limitations of who you can, you know, how much time you have to devote.
Well, and, you know, if the group gets too large, people won't get the individual attention that I would
like
to get.
Oh, so. Okay.
And we only take one business per business segment. So, for example, if we have two radio hosts, we would not allow both of them into the same
group session. Group,
right. We only take one per category.
Okay.
That way it's a group that can bounce ideas off each other and there's no competition or worry mm-hmm. about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel very lucky because usually when I do the craft and vendor shows, I'm usually the only one. So I don't have a lot of competition in my physical photos business. But is there anything else you want to reveal or mention? Because we are out of time. So we only have about a minute left.
Well, I would love if, again, talking on a strategy session, if anybody was interested in the program.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting one in a couple of weeks, and we do still have a couple slots left.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to talk to me through a strategy session about that would be great. We'd love to have them.
Excellent.
And, you know, I just say, don't make those three massive mistakes. You got to duplicate, delegate, and automate.
Yes.
And then you can elevate yourself from struggling entrepreneur to CEO of a flourishing business.
And then you can elevate. I love it.
And that's my dream for everybody.
Oh, and for everybody to be on the golf course and the beach.
Or, yeah, wherever they want to be.
Well, thank you so much for coming back. I enjoy your company, and this was a wonderful experience again with you. I want to thank everyone for listening and recognizing these powerful women. You can find all of us on Facebook.com/Powerful Women Revealed. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.